Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to episode number 114 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media and presented to you by good friends over at SeatGeek. And today, taking a seat with us from Denver, Colorado, he is the ace of the San Francisco Giants, Logan Webb. It's good to see you, my man. How are you?
It's good to see you, too. I'm good.
How was the coffee run this morning? Good. That's a good coffee town.
It is a good coffee town. You know where I live?
No
Starbucks.
Idea. Seriously? Come on, man. If you're on the road, you got to go hunt.
It's the closest one. Tomorrow, I'll go get a better one.
Is tomorrow your pitch day?
Yeah, but I'll have time in the morning. I actually got to go, I forget the places last year, but Gosman last year showed me around the city a little bit. We went to like three different coffee houses. It was cool.
Yeah, for people that don't know, this is Gossman's hometown. Of course, you know, he flew the coop for 9 figures and went to Toronto for some silly reason. I don't know. Yeah. What else did he show? Because Denver's a cool little stop, man.
So there's that, the train station down by the field, that whole little area. Kind of walk through there. Like there's this like little like alleyway. I'm not sure. I'm bad with name. I couldn't tell you the name of it, but like there's this little alleyway and it has like restaurants on each side. It's pretty cool.
You know, you guys have a pretty, I got to tell you, the NL West, I think
it's
that might
bad.
Be, the, yeah, I think that might be the best division in terms of cities, right? You get to go Denver, LA, San Diego, Phoenix. Everything's a tight, flight, which is nice. There's no like 3 hour flight to a city, and then you get some cool places to hang out in. Do you have a favorite on the road?
I would probably say they're all great. I love going to Arizona just because that's where my house is, so I get to stay at home during that time.
Okay,
but San Diego is pretty cool. That's a cool city.
Yeah. My oldest son is living there now, and I was like, you know, he's 21, so I was like,
he's having a good time.
I was like, do it right, bro.
Yeah.
Just do it right. It ain't a bad city. So I know that that you're a good hitting pitcher. We don't hit anymore. But did you want to race to the bat rack on Sunday night when Albert Pujols was on the mound?
Yeah, I told them. I told them in the dugout. I'm like, give me a bat. Let's get out there. I did tell all of them that, but they all shut me down very, very quickly. It's unfortunate. You know, I loved hitting. It was fun. But I also understand why you don't have the pitcher's hit.
So I know nobody likes to get blown out, but it was good that you guys were laughing and kind of enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
Was it cool to see a future Hall of Famer and one of the greatest batsmen that we have ever seen get out on the mound just as a baseball fan?
It was awesome. And I know, like, a couple of the guys were like, man, do we just go up there and statue it just so they can hear the crowd roar? Like, I know Longo was saying, like, if there's two outs, like, I'm just going to statue and let it, like, just let it go. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see that. Like, obviously hate getting, you know, blown out like that, but, there's some cool little moments during that game. Like one of our guys throwing Luis Gonzalez through, and then you go down to hit a home run against Albert Pujols. Like, I know that was, like, really special to him. Longo got the first base hit, so he's having Albert sign it for him. Like, it was a cool day.
Yeah,
besides the ass whooping.
Gonzalez kind of stole your thunder a little bit, because I thought you were going to maybe be the last National League pitcher to ever hit a home run. So do we count him as a pitcher because he was technically a pitcher when he hit the home run, or no?
I got a lot of everybody was kind of giving me shit about that after, you know, saying Gonzo stole your thunder. But no, it's I think Will Myers did it earlier this year.
Oh, he might have.
I think Will Myers did it against us. He came in and was pitching. I think the next inning hit a home run. I could be wrong. I don't. He might have hit the homer before he was the pitcher. Before he went into pitch, but no, it's cool. It's whatever.
No. See, I think we're going to stop this right now. Your job is pitcher. When they ask Luis Gonzalez, what position you play? He does not say, I am a pitcher. When Albert Pujols, what position do you play? He's not going to say he's a pitcher. You are a pitcher. You've got to hold on to something in the history of baseball. We are making the stand today on the Rose rotation. Do you understand?
Well, we could say I'm the last starting pitcher, traditional pitcher, to hit home run.
And here it is, by the way. This was the last day of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, game 162.
Dude, when you hit it, were you like, holy shit, this thing's going out?
I actually started running because I hit a ball earlier in the year, and I thought I got it. It was bases loaded, hit the top of the wall, bounced back in. So I thought I got that one. So I hit this one, and I'm like, you never know. So I started running, and then I slowed down. I said, okay, that was cool. Hit the first base coach's hand so hard that my thumb guard came off. My jog was pretty bad though. It was a pretty bad jog. I just looked stiff, very stiff.
Yeah. You look like you're the 60 and over crew going on a power walk around the block.
Yes. Yes, it does. That's exactly what it looked like.
And your helmet. I mean, this isn't the first. You're actually a decent hitter. That's not the first time you're wearing a helmet, but you look like the little leaguer who grabbed the wrong size helmet. What happened here?
So I tried going a size lower, and it was too small. So it was like on the top of my head. So we were trying to like put pads in there, and it wasn't working. So every time I swing, my helmet would be like this. It was just it was tough. I guess I just got a weird, like, shaped head, so the helmet just didn't fit. Both sizes. Like, one was too small, one was way too big.
Oh, man. I feel like this is Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We can't find the bed that is just right for you.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Hey, we know that trading cards have made a huge rebound globally. And Greg Morris Cards, it is the number one trusted sports card seller on the entire planet. In fact, they sell over 80,000 sports cards every month. That's basically 2,000 a day exclusively on eBay. In fact, in 2021, over 1 million cards were sold. Now, GMC is known for selling vintage cards, but they also have modern cards. All of today's superstars are there. Shohei, Trout, Judge, Harper, Soto, plus all the hot young players, you know, Spencer Torkelson, who, of course, made his debut with the Tigers, Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals, Yordan Alvarez, who I think is going to be in the MVP discussion at some point. On top of everything else, when you order up, you get free combined shipping when you order two or more cards. So why in the world do people trust GMC for buying cards? Greg Morris and his team, they hand grade every card they sell. Buyers have been trusting Greg's grades for years. So if Greg says the card is mint, you know what? It is mint. Go to gregmorriscards.com to see their entire inventory. Also follow GMC on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter to see their exclusive content and deals. And this month only, when you check out, send them a message through eBay saying you heard about GMC through John Boy Media, and you'll get $5 off your order of $50 or more. So we want you to get great cards in your inventory and save dollars as well. It is that simple. All right, for people that don't know your story, you grew up in Northern California. You were not a Giants fan, though, correct?
I was not.
So that leaves the A's, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how do we become is this a Web family tradition, or did you like refute everybody else in the family and go in opposite direction?
It was my it's like my dad and uncle were A's fans, so I kind of just followed them. Grandparents have always been Niners, Giants, Warriors, and then because of my dad, unfortunately, I was A's, Raiders. Not unfortunately, Raiders mainly, unfortunately, but Raiders, Kings. A's.
Sacramento Kings?
Yes.
I'm talking to a Sacramento Kings fan.
Yes, you are. There's not many of us.
Like, how big, like, are you like, okay, well, I'll watch them occasionally. Are you, like, into it?
No, I'm into it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how old are you? 20 what?
25.
Oh, so you... Do you, you don't even remember the series against the Lakers, do you?
I was 6 years old. I remember crying my eyes out. I remember that. So that year, I think it was the same year. I could be wrong on the years, but pretty sure there was that year. That was the Tuck Rule year.
Yes.
And then Aiden. I don't remember. I don't know if anything bad happened to the A's, but it was just a tough year as a young fan of those teams.
Oh, so you were watching the Tuck Rule. I think that was the Saturday night game, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, you're a little kid. You're probably six or seven because that's the 2001 season.
Yep.
And, oh, that must have been soul-crushing.
It was. There was – so the, they actually played on ESPN the other day, the 30 for 30. And we have a lot of Patriots fans on this team. Ugh. And they all texted me like, hey, turn on ESPN. You watching ESPN right now? I'm like, I'm not watching ESPN right now. But I've seen it. That's actually a really cool 30 for 30. Like, that
would
sit
good.
Down and joke around. And, you know, it's Tom Brady did his, like, TikTok video thinking, saying he's a fumble. Dang, that sucks.
Who's the annoying Patriots fans on the team? I always love hearing about these front runners.
There's a couple. The main one is Dave Greshner, head trainer. Yep, he is. He beat me in the fantasy football championship this year too, so I hear about that. Anytime a new guy comes into town, like he had Dwayne Kuiper or John Miller, Javi Lopez yesterday, he tells them, "Hey, go ask Webby who won in the fantasy football championship." So they come up to me and ask, "Hey, come on, Gresh." So he gives me a little shit for that. Then we got Yastrzemski is a Patriots fan. Dom Leone, Patriots fan. There's a couple more, I believe.
Well, Yastrzemski, I get it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean that one I understand. Is Dom from up there, or is he just picking a team?
Yeah, he's from that area. Oh, got Alex it. Cobb is a Patriots fan. Well, he says he's a Tom Brady fan, so he's from that area. So now he's a Buccaneers fan. So typical Patriots fans, you know.
Oh, so he's just moving around wherever Brady goes, right?
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
All right. So with the Raiders, because some people, this is a tough one, right? Because they leave town, which kind of sucks, kind of breaks your heart. But you have followed them to Las Vegas.
I have, yes.
Huh. That's interesting.
I can't switch now. I've gone through so much pain already. Like, it's, you can't just switch.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I don't begrudge people either direction. Some people are like, no, you're not leaving my hometown.
Yeah.
But then there's other people who are like, well, they're still the Raiders. So have you gotten into the black hole? And did you ever do the whole thing?
No, I never did that. We used to go to a bunch of games. So we'd set up. It was a couple times we did like a family, like we'd get a suite or we'd go up top and hang out with the crazies up there, but it was always fun. I love that atmosphere. I don't know why. It's fun to be around guys tailgating, the raid. I love that. I would hate to be an opposing fan in that place, but it was always so much fun to go to those games. And I'm sure it's like that in Vegas now. I hate seeing the Vegas games with, like, other teams' fans are now kind of – there's more of them than there were in Oakland just because it's – and I get that because, you know, your team goes to Vegas, might as well.
We're going with them.
Exactly.
We're going with them.
It's probably the only place they go with them, and it's – no one was going to Oakland to watch a game in the Coliseum. So I get that. That kind of sucks, that part of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's the black hole. It's probably very similar. And they got clubs down there now too. I see.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That stuff.
Oh, it's it is truly Vegas. I showed you those pictures of it. I took my family on a tour of the stadium last year.
Yeah.
When I was there in the off season, and they did a nice job with it. There's no question about it. But the old stadium in Oakland. I took my family to Charles Woodson's last game. It was on NFL Network, so we were up there. We went to the game, and my youngest son, who's like probably at the time, what was he? 10 maybe. He looks at me and he goes, "Dad, what's that smell?" I'm like, nothing. I turned to my wife. I said, I think it's time for us to go. I think it's time.
It's probably the same smell you get here in Denver.
Yeah, you get that a lot too. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that was always interesting.
Yeah, that was the game he went, because he would always do this, right? He'd go like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his last home game as a Raider. So it was kind of cool being there. That was interesting. Yeah. So were you crushed last year when your season ended on the Cincinnati goal line with the Derek Carr interception?
Yeah, that was tough. It's always tough, but it was cool to see them. It was like, it's weird because as a Raiders fan, you want to make the playoffs every year, right? And we hadn't made the playoffs in a long time. I think 2016. And then before that, it was a long time.
Right.
But it was also like, we probably shouldn't have been there with all the stuff that happened last year. So it was like, cool.
Saying, crazy like, finish,
hey, we shouldn't have been here. It was a good season. Like, let's go build on it. You know, I was kind of rooting to get a new coach just because I don't know why. I just want to kind of get rid of that.
I thought Bisaccia did a great job last year.
He did taking fantastic. Over for Gruden. I'm not saying he didn't do a great job. He did awesome. But I just kind of wanted to get past like the Mayock Gruden kind of era. So
clean it out.
I was ready for a new thing. And we've got, you know, a lot of guys coming back, and you know, there's a lot of they had a lot of additions this year. Obviously, Devontae Adams, the main one, but like seeing all those guys, I'm excited for the year.
Well, you better get down to a game. I mean, holy smokes, those six games they play in the division are going to be awesome. You better go pick one.
Yeah, we've been me and Tyler Rogers is a Broncos fan.
Oh,
so we're trying to, but I think they play in Vegas, the first one. So I'm going to come actually here because I want to go to a game here. I heard it's awesome here.
Oh, yeah.
Go to a Raider game here. And then I've been talking to Craw, but he's a huge Niners fan, talking about going on New Year's Day for that game. That would be fun. That would be awesome. Maybe get Longo down there to go to Vegas. That'd be a good time.
Yeah, so let's see here. Yeah, you play the Broncos. You guys are still in season, although maybe Rodgers is always needed. If it wasn't your pitch day, maybe ask out. But at Denver, right near Thanksgiving, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of interesting games this year for the Raiders on their schedule. It's juicy.
They play. Did they end at home, right, against the Chiefs?
Yes. Yes.
They end at home. Yeah.
Yeah. Their last two. How's this for a last? Holy shit. Okay. Your last 6 weeks. You're home against the Chargers, at the Rams, home against the Patriots, at the Steelers, home against the Niners and Chiefs. How's that?
It's a tough one.
Go suck on that for a while. All right, the weather is heating up. We are getting ready for summer, but still you want to look great. You want to feel good. And so I got one place for you. American Giant. It's got the best t-shirts around. And you're thinking of that t-shirt. Dude, this is the center of the universe when it comes to style, right? This is the first thing everybody is tuning in to check out on your body. So they've got great things. They've got the V-neck. They've got the regular relaxed fit. They've got the normal customary fit, kind of what I'm wearing today. But with the t-shirt, it's so versatile, right? You can just wear it if you're going to a house party, if you're going to go have a barbecue. But I could also wear this in LA at some sort of upscale place because they're not going to look at me and they're going to say, dude, you're just wearing a t-shirt. No. I'm wearing a classy t-shirt. So you want to kind of level up your game. On top of that, it's made with the best cotton. It's not going to be one of those things that you throw in the washing machine or the dryer afterward. And you look at it after one wear and you're like, that is not what I bought. So the thing is going to keep its wear. It's going to still look good. And of course, for me, I'm a true t-shirt guy. I basically wear a t-shirt wherever I go. So if I'm going to my kid's baseball game, I'm wearing a t-shirt. If I'm going out to dinner with Michelle, I'm wearing a t-shirt. And when she heard that actually American Giant is part of our program, she was like, dude, what's going on with the Rose Rotation? You are really stepping up your game. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to shop premium tees that inspire you right now throughout the summer and for years to come. In fact, you're going to get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code ROSE at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use the code word ROSE at American-Giant.com. You know what? take a picture of how good you look in your American Giant tee and send us and tag us at Rose Rotation on Twitter as well. Can we talk about maybe the most controversial thing going on in the Giants clubhouse right now?
What's that?
I'm going to let your manager explain. This is Gabe Kapler, for those of you listening audio only.
If you have a full beard, do you also have a mustache?
No.
No. Okay, so here's my counter to that. If you go to the barber shop and you have a full beard, the barber may say, would you like me to leave your mustache a little bit longer? Doesn't that mean that you have a mustache? No. We have a lot of players who wear full beards. In my opinion, they are participating in Mustache May.
What do we think?
I don't know. I think a mustache is a mustache. Like, just a mustache. I get what he's saying. And I think Kurt's going for that. I don't know what he's doing. He's kind of leaving the beard. And
yeah, it's kind we're of talking like, about Kurt Casale. If you haven't seen it, it's got the beard, but the mustache is so prevalent.
Yes.
It looks like.
So what are you doing with it? Like, shave the sides.
And what did he say?
He's, what a guy. I think Slater was giving him some slack yesterday for it. All the guys give him slack for it. Yaz especially. Those two Vandy guys. He just says, whatever, I don't care. He just jokes around about it. No, he's I think Slater probably the best one, I would say.
God. He looks I don't know what
I'm
to make of
talking most, like, when you see it right, you get it close to it, you're like, okay, that's not bad. On TV, maybe not. Yaz is pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
My favorites was Dubon. Fortunately, he just got traded, but because it was like tiny.
It was like somebody took
it.
The
he was so proud of it.
Like yes. Somebody took the thin little Sharpie, the mini Sharpie.
Yeah, he did last year. Last year when we did Mustache Man, he did draw a little Sharpie on it.
No, he didn't.
I swear.
Oh, that's prime. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, Yastrzemski's got a pretty good one.
Yeah,
the guys. Yeah, he's got it. But listen, I love Gabe. I love a lot of what he stands for. I can't get in this boat and row with him on it. I'm very disappointed because now I've got, you know, I told my wife after the draft, the NFL draft, I would grow back my beard. So here we go. People will come up and say, oh, I like your beard. They don't say I like your mustache.
Exactly.
And beard. They say I like your beard. That's what they say. So
it's a mustache is a mustache.
Right.
And it has to be just the mustache.
Yeah. You got kind of a glare going. So do you have a mustache going?
It's not great. It's not great. But I'm
it's
trying.
Okay. It's doable. What does the wife think about it?
She hates it.
Mm.
She hates it. But
didn't you just get married?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you, dude? Let's clean it up, man. You can't be arguing about facial hair this early in the
journey. She actually asked me yesterday. She because I did have a little beard going. I had shaved the beard. And she goes, what are you? Why haven't you shaved your thing? I'm like, well, do you like my mustache? She's like, no, but you're in Mustache May, so you got to do it.
Okay.
Well, so she gets good. It. She yeah. gets it.
But is it like come June 1st? What
oh, yeah,
will
it's
you
gone.
Look?
It's gone.
Some guys will keep it, I bet.
Yeah. I think one of our coaches said his wife liked his mustache a little more.
Mm.
Yeah. Which was interesting, you know. It's not a bad mustache. JP Martinez, one of our pitching coaches.
That's yes.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad mustache either.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is really it. I mean, I've been married. It'll be 25 years in the fall. If Michelle's like, yeah, I'm digging the beard. I mean, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in. Because after 25 years, it's kind of like you're living in the same house, but you're kind of staying in different rooms and stuff. Like, so whatever can get the old man a little closer to things, we're good. I want to backtrack here on the football talk. I went and scoured YouTube a little bit. Somebody on this podcast could throw it back in the day. Somebody could throw it. Dude, first of all, you look like a giant out there, and you're not like the biggest. You're good size. You're 6'1", but you look like a giant out here.
We didn't have the biggest team. We weren't the biggest team. I was as tall or taller than most of the guys.
Uh-huh. Look at your arm, though, man. Like, this is like, I could have seen you playing at, like, the University of Nevada and just airing it out there.
Man, that was, I tried. I didn't have many offers from many schools. I love football, though. That was a blast. And I miss throwing the football. Ever since I got Tommy John, I can't throw it as well anymore. I don't know why. And that's unfortunate because I love tossing, the pigskin around. But I miss it. I miss there's nothing that beats like the fried, like the, that feeling you get before a football game. It was so much fun. I don't know.
Were you one of those animals that used to like beat your head against the wall before you started? Like even Brady in the younger part of his career, go look at the, before they played the Rams in Super Bowl 36, he's in the tunnel. And my buddy, Willie McGinnis, he's like headbanging all the linemen. This is a starting quarterback at the Super Bowl and he's going nuts. And there's a shot of Willie pulling him aside, putting him up against the wall. And is like, bro, we need you to get your shit together. Like, stop being the maniac. You're not one of these meatheads over here. Like,
doesn't
you're
he
the
still
guy.
Do that a little bit?
He still, I mean, he still fires himself up. You know, he runs all the way down without his helmet so everybody can see how pretty he is and how different he looks now than when he got drafted 22 years ago. Because it's ridiculous. He is the Benjamin Button of this world. He keeps getting better looking. But yeah, he does that stuff and he gets fired up. But were you one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I would get fired up. I wouldn't like headbutt guys. That wasn't my thing. You know, it's funny, like I was talking to, I got to talk to Najee Harris came and to one of the Giants games. I was talking to him before, and obviously way different, you know, NFL, high school football. But I was like, after that first hit, like I loved getting that first hit out of the way, like getting hit. And he was just like, dude, it's the same thing. Like that first hit just kind of like locks you back in. And I think, you know, maybe Tom was trying to do it before the game, like get that first hit in before the game. So then he doesn't have to do that.
Dude, when you hang around football players, you miss it, though. I can tell. Like,
oh yeah,
it happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever watched an NFL game from the sidelines?
No. I would love to. I'm going to try to this year. I've talked to a couple, like Najee said he would have me come out for a game. I know Max Crosby actually said I could come out for a game. So I know I think he's coming out to one of the baseball games, one of the Giants games in a couple weeks. So I'm excited to see him and talk to him, but, yes, that's the jersey. That's the go-to jersey on Sundays is the Max Crosby.
Oh, I love it. See, I love this. So you wear another pro athlete's jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have like a closet full of them?
It's funny. I had, so I don't know, 6 years ago now, 7 years ago, got a Cleo Mack jersey. Was traded that next offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got the year before that, Amari Cooper, had Amari Cooper jersey.
Okay.
Got traded. And looking at it now, probably shouldn't have, but got an Antonio Brown jersey.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was excited. You know, there's excitement. We hadn't had, you know, a wide receiver like that since Randy Moss. That worked out so well for us as well.
You would have been better off getting an Antonio Brown helmet. Since he couldn't seemingly find one he liked out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are you then, doing, so dude?
I know. And then I got a Crosby one. I'm like, man, I really hope this guy's here longer than his 4 years. I got him his rookie year. I'm like, okay, at least I'll have this for 4 years. And then, you know, but then he signed his extension. So I'm excited. I'll get to wear that for much longer now. And then for the Kings, I went to a game. They had me, go on their pregame show, and I went down. I got a Jason Williams jersey, old school Jason Williams jersey,
little white chocolate there.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get my brother something. Got him a Tyrese Halliburton jersey.
Traded.
Like 2 weeks later.
You know what? You ought to go up to Sabonis and say, listen, you owe me a jersey. He's gonna be like, what? Like, listen, I bought this Halliburton jersey and you got traded for him. So let's go. That's incredible. Holy. And I love Sabonis, by the way. I'm a huge Sabonis fan.
Yeah.
He's good.
That was a tough one because I liked the energy that Halliburton brought. He just was, seemed like he's always having fun out there. And, you know, there hasn't been a lot of fun in Sacramento basketball for a long time. And he kind of brought that. And, but I am, like you said, Sabonis is amazing. It's incredible that he can do that at that size. He's one of very few that can. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, hopefully tonight get lucky with maybe a top two pick, top three pick. I don't know. But it's the Kings. And I don't think we deserve a top two pick because last time we did, we Bagley. Didn't take that top five of that draft. So there were four guys. Let's say the next three after our pick. It was Luka, Jaren Jackson, who is
– And Trae Young.
And Trae Young.
Yep. And you took
Marvin Bagley. So maybe we should just, like, we don't deserve a pick for, like, the next 5 years.
You know what? I'm going to give you a hell lot of credit. First of all, this is the most the Sacramento Kings have been discussed on any sort of podcast, including an NBA podcast. So there you go. Kudos to you. Maybe we'll take free tickets. And the fact that you are so passionate about them, I admire you. But I could say that being from Cleveland, because, I mean, my teams were dog shit forever. I didn't see a championship until 2016. So I was 45 years old. You know, I got my kids are at that point, what? Josh was 15 and Brady was 10. And I was like, I sat him down. I was like, be thankful.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Be thankful today. Please.
Yep.
Man, but also with the fact that you could have gone Niners and Warriors and Giants.
My dad ruined me.
It's okay. It's what we do.
It's funny because there's been a couple times. So I'm better now, but I used to get very upset, like watching Raiders games, very upset. And every time my dad would just look at me and go, I'm sorry. He would just apologize every time and say, I'm sorry. Because I don't know. I've gotten to the point now where I don't get upset about it. I do. It's more the Kings now because, like, every year there's, like, this little bit of hope. Like, more than half the teams make at least the play-in or playoffs. And it's right. Like, we can do it. There's got to be a way that we can make that. Like, and then it's like, oh, it's just gut-wrenching.
Oh, man.
Baseball fans, slide into stacks of cash this baseball season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn small bet into a big payday during MLB season? With DraftKings same game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many bases will be stolen, total runs, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. Or just do Logan Webb plus 5 strikeouts and a win. You'll win money every time. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code ROSE, bet just $5, and get $150 in free bets no matter what happens on the field. That's promo code ROSE at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. MLB trademarks used with permission. Now back to the show.
All right. I do want to talk a little baseball with you. I want to start with your professional debut. I believe it was out in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you must have had a ton of people there because your family's going nuts. Did you have any idea, like, were you able, look at this, look at the Logan Webb fan club. It's like an entire section, which I love. The signs are there. People are going crazy. Did you know where they were sitting? Were you cognizant of that?
I was, because they were louder than anybody there. So I saw that. So that was awesome. And then before the game, I was warming up, and Stephen Vogt was my catcher that day, and he comes out, and he is the best. One of my all-time favorite human beings, and he was like, "I want you to go out there 10 minutes early, and just like look out at the look out at the stuff and take it all in." And I did that, and like a minute into it, all of a sudden, Logan, everyone behind me, my whole family section, they're all just yelling at me. And I'm like, man, I didn't really get it to spend that 10 minutes, taking it all in. But it was special when you have family there and friends there. I think I left, 50, 60 tickets that game. And it was cool because the Giants covered that one. And they flew my family out, probably like 10 family members out. So that was really cool.
That's classy, dude. Yeah. I haven't heard that a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's really nice. I want to share with you, because I'm buddies with Steven. I sent him a text last year in October. So must have been after your game one against the Dodgers. I said, all is well, blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, did I read that you caught Logan Webb's big league debut? I did, yes, in Arizona. It was a fun day. I said, yeah, he looks gross. He goes, he is disgusting. He had great stuff. Now he knows how to pitch. It's not fair. That's pretty good, dude, from a veteran catcher who's caught some good guys.
Yeah, he's awesome. He helped me out a lot that year because, you think you have a routine going into the, you get called up. You're like, yeah, I've done this routine for, at that point, 4 or 5 years now. And it was a shit routine, like pregame routine in between. And he's like, there was one game in St. Louis. I decided to eat some. I was pitching a day. It was an early day game the next day. So I went home early. Decided to eat some sushi that night in St. Louis. And it didn't sit well with me. Next day, same thing. Just I couldn't sleep that night. It was a tough morning. Anytime I eat or drink anything, you know what I'm talking about. And it was bad. And I get out there, I start playing catch as the anthem is going. And I'm like, man, this is bad. Like, so I'm trying to go through my routine super fast, and I walk in as they had to like stop the game, and I felt bad because they had to stop the first pitch of the game because I was walking in, and all the guys were laughing at me like, Webb, you idiot, this and that. And I'm like, man, these guys should not be laughing right now. This is not going to go well. And I gave up 8 runs and 2 1/3. And it was bad, tough, terrible outing. And that's when Voter sat me down, and he's like, all right, I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to do this. We're going to set times up for, days you pitch, bullpen days, stuff like that, so that you have enough time just in case something like that happens. And like ever since then, like I start my routine at a certain time. And sometimes I'm sitting there for 10 minutes, waiting. But it just gives me time for like little things like that to happen. And I couldn't be more thankful for Voter to do that for me.
It's leadership, man.
Yeah. He's going to be a great manager one day.
Sure as hell. I had him in this podcast a year ago, and I asked him, I said, he was still playing, and it was down in it. He was with Arizona. They weren't doing well. I said, what if, I don't want anybody to lose their job, but what if somebody lost their job today and they wanted you to be the manager today? And he stopped, and I could see him thinking about it. He's like, I can't do it. I was like, why? Said, I'm having too much fun with the boys, Rosie.
Yeah.
It's like, I love being a major
player. I asked him this offseason about it. We were up at Crawford's. He did his 10-year vow renewal up in Hawaii. So we went for that, and he was there. We were having some cocktails and talking. And I'm like, so when are you going to be a manager? He's like, man, I want to keep playing. He didn't want to end last year with his the injury that he had. And he was like, man, I just want to keep having fun doing it. He's like he said the exact same thing. It's like, I'm having too much fun right now. And
I'm happy.
Because I think everybody knows he's going to be a manager one.
Hell yes.
Everybody knows. So,
yeah.
But yeah, he's still a very, very good player. So I get that. But like, I'm excited for him also to, also be a manager one day, because I know he's going to do absolutely fantastic with that.
Hey, I got a couple more things for you, and I'll let you go wander your way around Kevin Gausman's hometown. You were amazing in the playoffs last year in your games against the Dodgers. Did you have a feeling in games 1 and 5 when you pitched your ass off, like, there's nobody on the planet better than me?
Yes. I think you kind of have to have that all the time. Like every time you go out and pitch, I'm lucky enough to have a good group of veteran guys that have won multiple World Series, and especially the guy behind the plate for me that day. Both of those guys, game 162 that we had to win game 1 and game 5. And, he's the best at seeing it early. Like, hey, if like in the bullpen, I'm kind of rushing some stuff, and he'll literally come out and talk to you. I've never had a catcher in the middle of a warm up before a game come out and talk to me. And I think he did it all 3 games, because I was like a little bit, you know, nerves. You know, you get some nerves and you might be rushing a little bit. He came out all 3 times, and he just has this like calming presence to him. And that was cool to have. Like, I was lucky to have that. But it's seeing that and being able to do that with him now helps me, like, know what I need to do for, you know, hopefully when that situation comes up again. And that's really cool. To answer your question, yes, I did feel like, you know, unstoppable. But it's because I had guys like that. They're like, I busted behind the plate. I got Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria, Brandon Belt. Like, those guys are true professionals and guys that have done it and been to the World Series and won World Series. And those guys make it a little bit easier.
That's Captain Belt to you.
Yes.
Who I could not believe rode in on a freaking boat.
I know.
Unopened. Did you guys give him shit, or were you like a little applause for him?
No, you got to give him applause for that. You know, nobody else could do that. nobody else could do that. He's great. He's like sneaky funny. Like, he's quiet, quiet, quiet. Then he'll give a joke, and it's like, it's the funniest joke. He's just hilarious all the time.
And, the skit has taken on a life of its own. When the one shot where he's in front of the plane and everybody's giving the salute.
Yeah. That's all him too. It's all him. This is his idea, and he loves it. Like, he eats it up.
How often does he bust that stuff out?
Every day.
No, he does. Every day he's wearing the captain's gear?
No. Oh, no. Not the captain's gear. I'm talking the calling himself captain, or he'll call himself daddy, or just all that. He's great.
He's come a long way, because the first time we interviewed him on Intentional Talk, it was early in his career. And we're like, you know, we knew he was going to be a good player, and we wanted to kind of get in on the grassroots level with him and everything. Everybody was like, dude, he's like a baby giraffe. Like, he can't, his limbs are all over the place. Like, he can't answer questions because his brain isn't quite fully functional. You know, it's not like fully developed yet. And now he's become the supreme jokester with this odd persona of Captain Belt.
Yep. Every time he hits a home run or he scores a run, and he'll come in. If Daddy will get it started. He'll tell everybody, Daddy will get it started. He does a captain. Daddy will get it started. It's fantastic. Like I said, he's the only one who could do it, though. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Very funny. I want to end with this, and then we'll do the wheel of moderately interesting things. So I did not get on the Giants bandwagon last year. Like, after a month, I was like, God, cute story. After 2 months, I was like, man, Farhan's loving this. He's going to be able to trade all these old guys at their peak value. And then it like got to the All-Star game, and then it got to the trade deadline and add Chris Bryant, and all of a sudden they win 107 games. I was like, holy shit. I've never been more off on a team than this squad. I was like, maybe 80 wins, and you end up winning 107. And then this year, I I still can't say. I look at the Dodgers. I'm like, I look at the Padres staff, and if Tatis comes back, and I still can't pick the Giants. Why are there so many idiots like me that don't get on board?
I think it's just because we don't have the, like the Dodgers, you got four MVPs on that team, and you got a staff filled with, you know, Cy Young winners, a couple of them. And then you look at the Padres, they got Tatis and those guys and Machado. Like, I get it. I understand why, but I think there's more to, like, we try to do like the next man up. Like that's our motto. And it seems like, I mean, we just sent a guy down who was hitting 350 or 330, Luis Gonzalez. And it was like Tommy was coming back, and, you know, Tommy's a number. It's just the way we kind of do things. Like a guy comes up, he does his job, and it's really cool to see that. And honestly, analytically and like stuff like that, we are very, like, our pitching staff does very, very well. We do see a lot of pitches as a team. We get a lot of home runs. Like we do a lot of good stuff. We just don't have the guy who hits 40 home runs. We have five guys who hit 15 or 20.
Right. You don't have the sexiness factor, I guess is what it is. And you guys are perfectly fine with that.
But if you think about it, you know, you look at the kind of the way the Dodgers are made up. A lot of those guys were like that.
Yeah, it's true.
That guys that maybe got called up a little later and then found their swing, or there was a little tweak that needed to be made and they turned into Max Muncy or Justin Turner. Like it's not far off. We're just maybe not the household names yet. If that makes sense.
It does. Don't give me the cliche answer here. Do you guys hate the Dodgers or do you respect them?
It's more of a respect thing. At least for me, I think we love playing them and like we love competing against them because it's, I mean, I think they're the best of the best. There's no doubt about that. And we like being the underdog that goes into, I know we didn't win the first two that we played there, but last year, you know, we came in, there was one series, I think we won 3 out of 4 that we weren't supposed to win. There was one series we played at home. And we threw 2 bullpen games and took 2 out of 3 from them. Like it's fun to beat them. And I think, like I said, there's more of like a respect thing. Like I know as a Giants player, you like want to hate, like you're kind of taught to hate the Dodgers, but like all their guys are nice guys. And like, so like I got to know Walker this offseason. Like it's a great dude. There's a couple of old teammates on that team, Tyler Anderson. And like you want to hate these guys, but they're actually like really nice guys. So it's more of a respect thing, but like on the field, obviously, like
you want to kick their ass,
beat you every. I'm gonna try to kick your ass every single time.
Cool.
And they probably think the exact same with us. So it's I think that's like the more of a respect type of thing.
I'm a big fan of that rivalry. I think it's awesome. We're gonna spin the wheel of moderately interesting things. Get you on your way. Don't worry, these aren't very tough questions. I'm not that smart, as you can tell. Opening wage. This is good. What was your first ever job?
Ooh, that's tough. I worked, there was a place called Extra Innings in Rockland or Roseville. It's like a batting cage place. So I was the guy that would go, anytime someone was done with the cage, I'd go pick up the baseballs in the cage. Because that was my first one.
Not bad.
Yep. And then I think I did it at the exact same time, actually. So it was the second one. I didn't have 2 jobs. It was obviously some days I worked, some days still in high school. But Mr. Pickle Sandwich Shop. I was the guy who would clean up. I'd clean the toilets. Every once in a while, though, I think they got known for their cookies, and I got to put the cookies in there. Pre-made cookies. They were, I think, think they might have been Toll House cookies. They weren't anything special, but I got to put the cookies in.
Out of that disgusting tube that we all have to squeeze the Toll House thing out of. And you sold them as your own. You're like, yes, they're Mr. Pickles cookies. I cannot tell you the recipe. I cannot. Been sworn to secrecy for the $8.85 I'm going to make over the next hour.
That's great.
Pickles. Oh, man. Hey, listen, dude, it was great getting to know you over the last couple weeks. Continued success. Obviously, this whole NL West thing is going to be an amazing 5-month drama to play out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot
of fun. It's going to be fun. It's always fun.
So from here on out, you know, whenever the Browns play the Raiders, which they don't next year, but they will in the future, we'll have to talk shit. And then when the Cavs and Kings exchange pleasantries twice a year, if not in the next year NBA Finals, then don't be surprised when you look down at your phone and there's a shit talking text from Chris Rose. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, man. This was a lot of fun. Tell all those guys in the clubhouse hi, and do not forget to tell Gabe Kapler he's dead wrong about the whole mustache beard thing. Okay.
I'll let him know.
Awesome. For our outstanding producer, Robbie Scirocco, and Giants pitcher, Logan Webb, I am Chris Rose. We will see you next time here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.